Item six, this is a land transaction. Julie Sandberg. And Amy, I guess. Hi, Amy.
Thank you, Vice Chair, Commissioners, Director, and Deputy. My name is Julie Sandberg, and I'm the Real Estate Services Manager for the agency. Today, we have two transactions to present. I'll do the first one, and Amy will do the second, which is more of a property transfer, but it's part of a larger project. I'd like to begin, as we do with most of our presentations, with giving just a brief overview of our acquisition process, just to show the persistence it takes to get through to the end of the day when we can bring a transaction to the commission, and the due diligence that we put into the seriousness we take in selecting properties to acquire. The agency is guided by a number of management plans, both from the hatcheries, game management, wildlife area management side, where we do scoping and need to determine the conservation and habitat needs to continue with our mission of preserving habitat for fish and wildlife, as well as providing public recreation. One of the main processes that we go through, back up for a second, is our internal Lands 2020 process. Each fall, we put a call out to our regions for properties that they would like to acquire. They vet those according to all these plans, our strategic plan for the agency, our conservation initiative, and really make that hard case for why we should own this additional property. That goes to the executive management team, or it's then approved to go for public posting on our website, so we get public comment. As part of that process, our regional directors are out talking to the local commissioners to ensure they're aware that we're considering, at this point it's still dealing with willing sellers that are sticking with us through this lengthy process. Once the public comments come in, we bring that as a presentation to the commission and then move forward for approval to go after funds. We rely heavily on state and federal grants to make our land acquisitions. Once the money arrives and we have successful applications, just as a side note, this week we presented, I believe, up to 12 presentations to the RCO WWRP category for properties we would like to acquire in the next budget cycle. So these will be presented from the Recreation and Conservation Office to the legislature in 2019 for potential funding, which we won't see until next fall, and then we gear up and start the process. So once we have funding in hand, we re-engage with a landowner. We get a letter of intent that says they're willing to stay interested for us to spend some time and money doing an appraisal. When we do an appraisal, it's due to requirements of state and federal grants that require us to do both an appraisal and a review to make sure that due diligence is in that process, that at the end of the day, we're going back to that landowner with a fair market value that's for the highest and best use of that property. Again, lots of requirements around these appraisals. If they're done by the federal agencies, it's to a yellow book standard. It's a little higher level of scrutiny and additional approval from the federal agency. Once we have a dollar value out of that appraisal, we're able to re-engage with the landowner if they're still interested and are able to negotiate with a purchase and sale agreement or option. We're in front of the commission. So it's a lengthy road, but I just wanted to emphasize the seriousness with which the agency takes their responsibility to continue providing appropriate lands to add to our portfolio. For today, we have two transactions. The first one I'll present is a 94-acre property in Whitman County. It's in the eastern portion of Whitman County towards the Adams County line. This is, again, a property that's a donation from the Pheasants Forever organization. Even donations went through our Lands 2020 process for that scrutiny. Donations aren't free. We had to come up with some costs to cover, but Pheasants Forever has stepped up and also helped with our environmental assessment. This property is located just to the west of our Revere Wildlife Area, an almost 2,300-acre property. The topography is shrub steppe, grassland, scab land, pretty rugged terrain out there. And it's also just to the northeast of a large section of Bureau of Land Management. On the northern edge of the property is the John Wayne Trail, now known as the Palouse to Cascades Trail, primarily managed by the Washington State Parks Department, Parks and Recreation Department.
It's open for public access. There's non-motorized activity on that trail. We have two parking lots on our Revere Wildlife Area that provides access to that trail, and now it, again, just provides more continuity between these different public properties. The appraised value that Pheasants Forever had it appraised was $118,000. As I mentioned, they're turning around and donating the property to us. We estimate our operation and maintenance cost each year will be about $1,200. The property has been worked on for a number of years, and in fact, Pheasants Forever has coordinated with our staff to develop a 10-year restoration plan. There's a lot of need to do some weed control and replanting of forbs and grasses to recreate the habitats that we want for the numerous species that are supported in this diverse landscape. Everything from coyotes and mule deer to badgers to our upland game birds, pheasant and quail. In the adjacent Revere Wildlife Area, we have documented sharp-tailed grouse. And so this provides additional continuity, I'll go back for a second, to other properties in the migration corridor to Lincoln County to the north, where the sharp-tailed grouse also exist. So again, a tremendous opportunity here for not just a donated land, but a really special acquisition that ties in very well with our wildlife area. The next transaction is a property transfer that Amy will fill you in on.
Good morning, Commissioners. Good morning, Vice Chair. Nice to see you all. So I'm going to talk a little bit about Wiley Slough.
Perfect. Know right where it is.
Why?
Yes. Well, So the Wiley Slough, they say you learn more from your mistakes than you do from your successors. And I can honestly say that Wiley Slough has been a stern teacher. From an ecological standpoint, Wiley Slough has been incredibly successful for the increased production of smolts coming out of the Skagit. So we did a lot of work to improve the ecological health of this area for the use of smolts. Keep going. We removed dikes. We reconfigured the landscape. Keep going. We reconnected channels. And the result of all these things was that the ecological impacts for smolts are really positive, but our ability to continue to be a good neighbor to the ag folks that are around this was compromised through this project. So keep going. So immediately after the project they cut the ribbon, the water came flowing in. The first thing that happened is that the tide gate failed. Almost immediately, we began working with the neighbors to resolve this issue. And this project in particular has a special place in my heart because this was when I was hired, and this was the first project I worked on at the Department of Fish and Wildlife. So I'm really happy to see where it's at right now. So we immediately formed a work group with neighbors and with staff to figure out how to move forward. We started changing the management. We started doing more adaptive management, monitoring what was going on. And the key part of that was to improve drainage, or at least meet the goals of drainage for the property owners immediately adjacent to Wiley Slough, to dredge out and to improve the dike. Those are the three things that we needed to do. And so this property transfer, this Dike District 22, has agreed that we have met the drainage obligations, and we've met those drainage obligations by putting in a new pump house, putting in bigger pumps, and this transfer of this pump house from the department to the Diking District is the Diking District saying to us, you have met our needs and we're ready to take this on now, which is a really big step in the resolution of some of the challenges of Wiley Slough. So that's what we're here asking you today, is to approve this transfer, which really is a really big step in the overall Wiley Slough project and in meeting the needs of the property owners that are adjacent to our property.
Agreed. Any questions? Do we have a motion?
No, we have a public.
Oh, my apologies. I forgot about Mr. I'm going to have Mr. Paul Lubesmeyer come up. You ladies can just stay there if you don't mind. Please join us, Paul. We'll get your comment and then we'll move on here.
Good morning. Thank you for the opportunity for letting me speak on behalf of the acquisition or donation, I should say, of the Revere property. And Julie, thank you very much for your presentation. As Julie has pointed out, I'll back up a moment here, is that I am a member of Pheasants Forever Puget Sound chapter, and we are a chapter recognized by the National Organization of Pheasants Forever. We are the sponsor of this particular donation, and it is the first acquisition project in the state of Washington by a Pheasants Forever group. And the acquisitions throughout the Midwest and such are quite common, but out west here, there hasn't been many or any completed at this time. So we're proud to say that we are the first chapter to propose such an action here. The strategic location is one of the key items that we believe is important to this donation and why we took this project on. It does tie the Revere and the BLM combined. It'll make over 16,000 acres contiguous for public access and recreation. It was mentioned that we also have in place already a 10-year habitat plan. We are going to be funding the majority of those dollars for that habitat plan. What this property does have as a key item is the fact that Rock Creek actually dissects this property. This property has been damaged severely by the history of cattle operations. In fact, it was a holding area for a large cattle ranch years ago, and thus the shoreline of the creek has been significantly damaged in the past, and we plan and intend to focus on that particular portion of the property in the first couple of years of our habitat restoration. So with all that being said, public access, of course, is a grave concern to Pheasants Forever. Over the years, most of our members are long-term, lifetime upland bird, big game. This particular piece of property offers recreation for all, not only hunters, but hikers, bird watchers, many, many types of recreation, fishing. And we believe this is a key piece of property to put in place. So we ask for your support in accepting this agenda item or this donation. Thank you.
Thank you for being here. I'll just add, I recreate this area frequently. It's been a year or so since I've been down there. I'm real familiar with Escura, the BLM area, and Revere. I do various kinds of recreation, bird watching. I horseback ride down there. It's a fabulous area of shrub step, and I think that to be able to connect the two public lands is extremely valuable. So I'll just support what you're saying.
Thank you.
I will provide a motion. I will move to approve the transactions as presented by staff.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any further discussion?
Well, I'll just say that I'm making this motion because I certainly believe that these two pieces of property support the mission of the department and therefore should be added to our inventory.
And on the Wiley Slough piece, that's a very, very important piece for Chinook salmon and also for waterfowl, and it's appreciated. Commissioner Grayville.
Well, once again, we're seeing an action here that's a part of a partnership, which I really appreciate, working with organizations that Paul's representing today and many others that comes to the public's benefit, and I really appreciate those partnerships.
Okay. We have a Commissioner Keeney? No? No. Okay, we have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same. Motion carries.